Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We do have some Guardians talk coming your way. Destin's very excited. He wanted to do it here. I was like, I know you're the baseball guy. We'll get to it, okay? Don't worry about it.
You promise?
And I think in this case, usually you and I see eye to eye on a lot of things. I think we actually are going to have a disagreement on the Guardians. Almost happened at the beginning of the show, but you didn't take the bait, which is good. Every once in a while, I will try and slippery wizard you. I will try and slide something across the bow just to see if you take the bait. And I think in that moment, you weren't paying attention.
That's a good assessment, I think.
So would you say we're on Guardians Debate Watch?
I would say we're on Guardians Debate Watch. No, Keith, warning.
I think this is a Guardian warning.
This is a Guardians Debate warning? Why would you say that as opposed to a watch?
Well, because this is an emergency.
Okay. You think there's a Guardians?
I think people got to be on the lookout.
That's...
But a watch is definitely not as severe. I know that. I've known that since I was a child. I have.
I don't think Jax is ever going to recover from that stray from earlier.
He keeps playing it.
He does. Well, because Keith keeps pointing
at him. I'm telling
him to. Yeah, he doesn't really have a choice in the matter.
Keith got a gun over there?
I would say he's got two guns.
Got two of them.
Yeah, not great. Not great that we made that joke at the same time. When you think of, we've talked a lot about trust today.
We did trust falls.
We did.
During the break.
Yeah. And you almost caught me that time.
You squished me.
Yeah. You liked it. So we talked a lot about trust.
We didn't want to go off the air there.
Who do you think has the most to, from the Cavs side of things? Who do you think has the most to win and lose in this first round matchup?
I'm thinking Donovan.
Okay, yeah, I actually really like that because I feel like we've gotten to the point with. I'm not saying we in Cleveland. I think in the NBA, and this was highlighted by Fedor's article where Donovan was like, "Yeah, you get graded on conference championships and titles." And so he's aware of it. I think every time Donovan steps on the court, in the playoffs at least, until that guy gets to an Eastern Conference Finals or to a conference finals or until he wins an NBA title, he's going to be the guy that people say, yeah, he's a great regular season player. He's a great scorer, but dot, dot, dot. And this is one of those things where I think losing to the Knicks was actually pretty okay, even though he was up and down in that series, because I think a lot of people on the national level gave the Knicks a lot of chance in that series. I think losing to a team who was not in the playoffs and hasn't been for a while, I think that's the kind of thing that would seriously harm your reputation.
If you lose to this team in really any capacity, I do feel like This is going to be a complete letdown, a disaster, and almost everybody's getting fired.
You know, it's funny you say that. The two generalities we hear about the Cavs going into this series are, if you lose, there's going to be massive changes. And the other one is getting past this series is a sign of progress. And I think that's fascinating. I think it's so interesting that we've gotten to a point where the stakes are that high. Admittedly, if I had told you a year ago, you make one trip to the second, sorry, 2 years ago when you make the Donovan trade, you're going to go to the second round the first year, or sorry, the second year in the with Donovan, and the first year you're going to get bounced out in a gentleman's sweep in the first round. Given what they gave up for him, would you look at that and say that's a success?
No.
I don't think anyone would.
No.
And so it does feel like there are people.
We're going to look back on all this stuff and be like, man, was it really worth the trade? You know, how would this team been with Markkanen and Sexton?
So it's funny you say that, because I think there's one more part of that we haven't actually talked about, which is if Donovan does want to be traded, what would you get for him? Because if you got, if you basically got everything or more that you gave up for him, then the trade was really just you kind of bought time and just swapped around assets. Like Houston, Keith, you were telling me, who did we have on while I was gone that said Houston would make sense for Donovan?
Well, I think Jared Greenberg brought it up as a team that would probably approach him.
Yeah, like that's a team, like if you were to get Jabari Parker, who was a former first-round pick, Cam Whitmore, and a bunch of firsts. It's a kind of thing you've probably delayed being a true threat in the Eastern Conference, but those are two really good basketball players, and you recoup your first-rounders. And you could probably get another player or two in there. But, like, that to me is – I'm not concerned about the Donovan move being a failure. The only way it's a failure to me is if he just leaves in free agency and you don't get anything for him. But if you're able to turn around or trade him, okay, is it what I want? No. I want Donovan to be here, and I want Donovan to be given a lot of love on the national stage. That's all. Because here's the thing. Like, I've gone from thinking Donovan's a great basketball player who I really like watching in Utah, who maybe, all right, why didn't work out in Utah? Okay, did they really have a second player capable of being as good as Donovan? That kind of stuff. To now watching him and thinking, oh my God, he's spectacular. I knew he was a great basketball player. But when he is on more often than not. Like, I almost hate saying that, because the reality is he's been on pretty much since he's been in Cleveland. There's been one or two bad games here or there, and unfortunately they came in the playoffs last year. But, like, there's so much of me that's rooting for Donovan, not just even as a Cavs fan, just as a Donovan fan. But you can't deny that if he loses, or if he doesn't make the conference finals this year, or if the Cavs win in the first round but get, you know, another gentleman sweep in the second round, all those same narratives are being against him. Can I tell you one more?
You can.
Because I don't think it's Darius. I don't think Darius has that much pressure on him. I don't think Darius will be the guy that goes. I think I think they all have pressure on them in that they're in the NBA, and the NBA brings a lot of pressure. I don't think there's pressure on Jarrett. A winning team's always going to have a spot for Jarrett if you don't. I don't think the pressure's on Evan. He's 23, for God's sake. I think the pressure's on JB. And there's different pressure.
What about Kobe?
I think Kobe has played all of this masterfully to make sure he survives if this thing doesn't go his way this year, or go their way this year. Now, if they got swept, maybe not. But I think...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't think Dan is the same guy that he was, who thought GMs were interchangeable, or who had no problem firing a head coach and paying 3 head coaches at once. I think Dan has changed a little bit. I think Dan has been this is going to sound like I'm saying bad things. I don't mean it about Dan Gilbert. But I think he's also very content with what his Cavaliers have accomplished post-LeBron. And so I don't know that he'll feel the need to make those wholesale sweeping. I think it only cost JB and Kobe their jobs if you really got embarrassed in the playoffs. But for JB,
what's embarrassing? Like gentlemen sweep?
Yeah, honestly, I think anything under 6 games is embarrassing. And even 6 games. Like losing in 6 games to Orlando would be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
They just were on nobody's radar 70 games ago. Nobody thought they were going to be a top 5 seed 82 games ago. So if they go from that to beating you in the first round, let me put it this way. It's going to be seen as a Cavs collapse if you lose. Very few people are going to say, oh, Orlando beat you. You agree with that?
I do.
And by the way, I don't just mean locally. I mean nationally. I know that there are a lot of people who like Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs. They like a lot of... maybe some of them even like Mo Wagner. I don't know. But like, there's no way that this is... With the Knicks, you could spin that as, the Knicks were slept on and the Knicks were a grittier team stylistically. The Cavs didn't have the depth. Oh, you could sell everything that the national media sold. Because remember, the national media had very few criticisms of the Cavs, despite the Cavs being the favorites. And going into that series, the perception was you had the best player in Donovan Mitchell. You can't sell this one. There's no spin on this that makes the Cavs look good. And that starts with Donovan. I think it really goes to JB next. And I don't mean this. This is not just me bringing back JB to kind of, smack him around like a pinata. But like, this series will determine, at least for now, whether he is the Cavs head coach going forward. And if they don't, honestly, I'll be apoplectic. If you were to lose this series, after losing the Knicks series, after seeing how uneven your season was, if you still think the Cavs organization still thinks they need to see more, I would find myself questioning whether they have any desire to truly win ever at any point. Or whether
really?
Content. Yeah. Yeah. It's time. It's time to win. It's time to fulfill the destiny that you set forth when you traded for Donovan. And if it doesn't happen this year, it doesn't mean the thing's an unmitigated failure, although people will talk like that. But every season that you go without going deeper into the playoffs or going to the second round or third round of the playoffs, every season more than it takes to get there, the tougher it is to really believe in this organization's ability to become a winner without LeBron. And I would imagine, like, that is what's surprising of me to Dan, is that that doesn't matter more to Dan. Out of spite, but out of his own legacy's sake.
I think it matters to him. I think he's just allowed the folks that are in power to make these decisions. And then, honestly, I think Dan was, happy with the moves, happy with the team, winning all these games in the regular season and going on these runs like they did back in February. You know, Dan Gilbert's sitting around watching the team, probably thinking, yeah, we have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then things have just fallen apart a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.